Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. I, along with several teammates, have had many conversations about fall armyworms. Due to the lush plant growth we've experienced this year, along with timely northern wind from all parts south of us, armyworm numbers are likely higher this year than normal. Fall armyworm does not overwinter in Kansas. The moth blows into our area from the Gulf Coast and southern Florida, where it's active year-round. In Kansas, two full generations are possible, starting in June. In the larval forms, armyworms are voracious eaters, causing defoliation and stunting plants. Fields can rapidly decline from fall armyworm feeding, as large numbers of caterpillars can be present, consuming leaf material. Producers are encouraged to scout at-risk crops a couple of times a week for the remainder of the growing season. Treatment thresholds are reached when there are 4 to 5 caterpillars, or notable damage, per square foot. Pastures and forage crops can be treated with a number of insecticides. Read the label for specific rate recommendations. Forage crops close to harvest that become infested with fall armyworms should be harvested rather than treated, even if a few growing days are forfeited. To learn more about forage crops, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.